The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is it, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J Okerson. I think maybe his final show. I don't know.
Hey, Ralph, I just need some time to think.
We have the Bye Guys on. You can find him and Zach Amico, along with the gorgeous Stella Carter and Natasha Starr. We are playing a squirt off game. It gets weird. It's fun. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's fun.
But Jay's mad at me.
It's not fun.
Yeah, and we do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday. Use the code SDR to get 20% off. Let's just jump right into it. Why are we even? Jay wants to be out of here. He wants to kill me.
Yeah, want to leave?
Squirt off SDR show. Let's do it.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. We started a little late. I apologize to the live viewers. We are a little bit late. Why? A couple of reasons. One, Jay's now a fancy pants man who lives uptown in a brand new beautiful place they've not seen yet.
And your shitty neighborhood now has no parking.
I think this is going to be a running theme for you, by the way, with live shows, because
your neighborhood sucks dick.
There's going to be no parking in this area ever, especially now. No one's moving. No one leaves their spot now because no one's going anywhere.
Yeah, but there's still like alternate side and shit.
Yeah, I guess
the avenue should have something. Usually down here wasn't that much of a problem, but the last two times.
It's going to be bad. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I'm Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson. We are back in the studio. Big show tonight. First of all, we'll announce the Bye Guys are here. Ian and Zach, thank you so much, guys, for joining us.
Thank you for having us, buddy.
I know you had a long day today. You were on wrap earlier. You're always on wrap, but you were on wrap also.
I was on wrap as well, yes.
So it's a long day. Appreciate it. Shannon does it every Wednesday, the Marathon Wednesday. She comes in 10 o'clock in the morning here till this show.
Who's better than Shannon, huh?
I don't know. We're trying to figure out.
That's early till late, yeah. I do three shows on Wednesday, too, but
she's got to be here.
They're back
from
to back.
And she's got to be here from Staten Island.
It's almost a little better that they're back to back.
You know what was weird, by the way? Earlier when Shannon was walking in, I felt like there was a little connection between her and Ian for a second. It was real weird.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
I don't know. It was weird.
I'll tell you this. So Shannon, like, she's got a lot of internalized, and I can't hear her because I don't have headphones. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of internalized anger at me, I bet, for showing up like a little bit late.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I would say
I felt it a bit when she says
he's not, he doesn't have his headphones on.
I felt it a bit when she said, when she goes, "All right, so we're ready to start? Ready to go?"
No, not at all.
He doesn't hear you. He's not going to hear you.
He should have
a fat faggot, Shannon.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
Shannon,
is she?
Dial it down.
Oh,
I won't even look at her.
Shannon,
I'm looking her off.
Just for everybody else, when I saw everybody was in the room, I didn't want to make you.
You know what, doing Shannon, move here. Put yourself on camera.
I would never say things like
that.
Let's
see if Jay can read your lips. Say what you're saying and see how good Jay is.
Other ones, Shannon.
I really wanted just to get you guys going because you were all in the room together.
No way. Not one word.
Sorry, we
not
couldn't read
one
Staten
word.
Island.
One more time.
I really.
She's got big Steven Tyler lips, so I feel like I could read them.
She's just saying the lyrics to Walk This Way.
If he gets one word, I will be fucking shot.
Go ahead. Start over.
I really wanted to.
Enunciate, Shannon.
Wanted.
Oh, shit.
Yes, there it is.
To get.
To
you
get.
Guys.
No, you're hearing it. You're hearing it.
You guys.
Yeah, he's hearing it somewhere.
I'm not.
Going.
Take them off. Go ahead.
Going.
I'll hear it now because your headphones are off.
No, no, no.
Going.
Say again?
Going.
Going. Yeah.
God damn it. Really?
You really wanted to get us guys going.
Yeah, because.
Because?
No, there's no fucking way.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Believe this for a second. Shannon, wait. Kill all the headphones. I don't trust
this. Yeah. I want to play. This is the closest I'll ever get to meeting Helen Keller. This is amazing.
You.
See?
Again?
You.
That's crazy.
No. You're going.
You.
You.
Oh, God damn it. Really?
We're all.
Again?
We're all.
were gone.
You can hear her in the booth, kind of.
I don't hear anything, yeah. But
I can hear.
You can hear her. Okay.
But all right. I believe Jay is lip reading.
We're all.
You put
in
the speakers
the
back on.
You have really mastered learning to hear what your daughter says while you play video games and ignore her.
Right. I'd love to, honey, but
Daddy's got shows this week.
So now she's in college now. I can't do her homework.
Is she in college right now?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy. I know you way too long now. I don't even know how many years I know you, but
I mean, known me?
Is it 20 years?
I mean, 15 to 17, probably.
17 years, something like that. It's crazy. All right, so let's introduce our other guests as well. Next to me, I don't know, maybe the fourth time on the show.
Real nice, Ralph. Way to treat our guests, you asshole.
You got it.
There we go. What do you want me to do, man?
I don't know. Just make sure she can reach it instead of making her crawl across the table like Tony Katane.
I like crossing tables.
Back on the show, I think third
crossing
or fourth
table,
time, the beautiful Natasha Starr. Thank you so much for coming back on.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And then I think now maybe your second or third time on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
It is Stella Carter as well. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. So let's. I'm going to explain a little. First, we're going to talk to the Bi Guys about
just
their
so
show.
You know, Stella has been inside of me.
That's right.
That was when I lost.
That was when you lost, and you thought it was fixed.
It was fixed.
It was not fixed.
Wait, how was she inside of you?
Okay. No, he had to get it fixed after she was inside of him.
She crammed a thing up my butt because I lost the thing against Ralph.
But it wasn't her finger. It was her. It was a toy.
A toy, yeah.
Yeah,
I said a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She put something inside of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty good.
So that's multiple podcasts.
The finger was on the house.
That's multiple podcast best words. You've been penetrated. Isn't that like a fool me once, shame on me?
It does seem like
fool
that.
Fool me twice, I'm into
get,
it.
If I just get butt fucked on the bonfire, I hit for the cycle.
the trifecta.
Dude, I think Sirius XM almost did that.
One of the last times I was on SDR show, I got one of the girls was trying to massage my prostate. Ended up going on a date with a girl that night. We ended up staying together for like a year.
Really? So yeah, that was the catalyst to
so
that?
So our first date, I had a woman's hand up my ass.
Oh,
was that like an hour prior?
Because you also, there was the time that Kendra Sunderland, you had, she was
jerking
you off. She
jerked me off with her fleshlight.
With her fleshlight. That was another time on the show.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it was awesome.
Get very close to your mic, by the way, Stella.
That's hot.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
Very Paris Hilton of you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was another awesome. One. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely you've had your experiences on a
good times for you.
I have. This show's been great.
Now you're going to get come on by a toy?
I know. Now I'm going to have Elton John wipers on my glasses.
What don't we do for you?
I know.
The other one who had the most success on the show was Harrington for a while. He got blown like three times on the show.
Wow.
We're nice people here at the SDR show.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call what's happening?
I know.
Okay.
I shaved tonight and everything. I'm excited.
Before we get into the
laughing at a homeless guy getting blown, but
if that's your thing.
Before we get into the game tonight, by the way, I just want to quickly promote Bi Guys. How did it? Let's talk a little bit about how it came about and when it's on the show on the network and stuff.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, as you know, Lewis and Zach are the great hosts of Ruas Podcast, and I've been on it a bunch. And whenever Lewis would be out of town and couldn't make the show, I would come in and host Ruas Podcast with Zach. And one day, jokingly, Zach called it Bi Guys. Mm-hmm. And so that became a thing, and people started to request, like, we need more Bi Guys, blah, blah, blah. So we started doing it more. And then we just hit up you guys and we're like, can we have our own show? And we did, and people were fucking loving it.
Yeah, awesome. Now so we're on Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. here on Gas Digital. Comes out 5 days later. And if people want to subscribe, use the code GUYS.
Yeah.
And get that 7-day free trial here on Gas.
That's how you know you guys. That's how you know that you guys are Bi Guys, because if you were gay, you'd be sleeping in. You're going to be up at 11 o'clock, so you'd be doing poppers and getting your shit crammed the night before.
I have not done poppers in years. That was my drug of choice throughout college.
Really?
Loved poppers.
I haven't. I think I did it
to
once.
To not get fucked?
What?
To not get fucked in the ass? I thought that's what it's for solely.
Remember that dodgy black chick I used to bring around all the time?
I do, yeah.
She loved anal, and she like got me super into poppers.
But...
they're nice.
She's
for you
supposed
too.
To take them.
They're nice for both of you.
Hims and hers.
Yeah, dude. She was.
Do you feel
a
your
trooper.
Did you feel your bunger loosen?
Your whole body is. It's like fucking on. Kinnison had a bit where it was like fucking on Mars, but she was. Dude, she spilled the bottle one time, and in a blanket, and she just went fucking G.I. Joe.
Oh my god!
And tied the blanket around her head.
Oh my god!
Can I ask a stupid question?
She's a guy now, by the way.
No shit.
Yeah, whoa. You don't know. Yeah, so you never
hence
know.
Hence the name Bi Guys.
Hey. You never know.
Full circle.
Yeah.
What
remember
about
you used to
poppers?
Ask fuck that girl guy?
Is it wrong to think poppers would be a good next drug on SDR?
They last 15 seconds. It's not going to be good.
It's very euphoric. It's
weird.
I mean, it's two whippets, dude.
That's what it is, right?
Oh, you get the wom-woms.
Exactly.
And if you do poppers with a butt plug in your ass before a spot, you will end up passing out all fall to your
How
ass.
Far you
will bomb
it,
later in the
you
night.
You
want to
shove butt plugs up our ass?
Wow, make this the new Bye Guy show. Why not?
Oh, my God. Bye Guy takeover. You guys do poppers and we fuck you in the ass.
We're the Try Guys. We'll try it. But we sure as shit ain't going to like it.
I
sure is shitting. Like
yeah, you guys should do pop. I forgot about poppers.
I'm going to sound like such a jackass here, so feel free to shit on me.
Sure.
Poppers okay. and whippets, same thing?
No. Different.
I got this. Hold on. I've
no, whippets
it.
and is the same thing as like doing the balloons. Helium. Or something.
Yeah. That I know, helium. But
I've given helium, the, I've given this speech before.
Okay.
Poppers are amyl nitrates. AMYL. They are.
Even though you think it's always been anal nitrates, you find out at some point in your adulthood that it's amyl.
Amyl nitrates.
Crazy.
And what they are. Is it's a non-narcotic high in the nitrous family, and it opens up the capillaries in your veins and sends that extra oxygen to your brain for a euphoric feeling.
Okay.
But it's non-narcotic, so it can't show up on a drug test
because
there's technically not a chemical in your body. It's altering your body's inner chemical structure.
Okay. I said anal nitrate as confidently as I said, for all intensive purposes, deep into my 20s, maybe early 30s.
I was 31 when I found out it was the Sistine Chapel and not the 16th Chapel. I thought there were 15 others.
Idiot. Jackass.
But wait, was that just a joke or are you serious?
I'm serious. I thought that when I was like 31, I figured
Damn,
out.
Damn, you got slammed by Stella.
Yeah.
No, really... I didn't mean to. No. To slam you.
Yeah. You just got burned by
I got
Stella.
Burned on my church.
You need some ice for
on my chapel knowledge. You fucking threw down on my chapel knowledge.
Damn, dude. Do a yo mama joke. Yo mama this motherfucker. Yo mama this motherfucker.
But wait, is it the same delivery system, a popper and a... And
yeah, dude, a cock.
A popper, you like...
A popper, it evaporates in the bottle that it's in, so you just hold it under your nose, as opposed to a whippet, you kind of like blow up there.
Right, okay.
No, whippet's like...
But they both last 15 seconds. They're both super quick.
Whippet's about a minute.
Okay,
it's a fun minute.
Or
but I watched
a
girl
duster.
I watched a girl face plant after the first time I ever did it, like hard, and I was like, "Yeah, that's it." And then the Walking on Sunshine girl on Intervention got me too.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I wish I had never gotten her. Oh,
yeah. I'm walking on. You never saw it?
No.
Oh, it's
please
the best.
Do the one they mix it with the song. Yeah,
it's about don't
I'm walking on sunshine.
It's a girl who's addicted to the computer duster.
Oh, really?
It's the saddest thing in the world.
But she's
I was addicted for a little.
Her voice is all wonked, and she goes, "She goes, I'm walking on sunshine." But they mixed it with Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah. I got kicked out of a PC Richards for buying too many.
Shannon, Annie, you young lady,
Shannon, can you find it? You can't find it.
That's a sad story and an old story.
I don't know if this is the remix, but
Walking on Sunshine Intervention.
All right, she's trying to right now.
But Jay
can't hear it. So
here it comes.
How much?
Crank it up in the room.
I know. Contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers.
Okay.
Viewer discretion is advised.
She just inhales the whole thing in her mouth.
Oh, this is the right one, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like I'm walking on sunshine. Like I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh my god.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh man.
Here's the saddest part. Ready? Here it comes.
Yeah. I wish I had a father.
Oh my god.
No.
What the fuck?
She was walking on sunshine and then
now it's time to
can I tell you a little fun detective work.
Where is it from?
Intervention.
Yeah, Intervention.
Can I tell you a little fun a little fun fact about this girl that I happened to notice one day? Because I've watched that clip so many times. I watched a documentary on Amazon Prime.
That was fun.
Hell yeah. I watched a documentary on, thank you so much. I watched a documentary on Amazon Prime the other day, or a couple of weeks ago now. It's called Blacked Out, I think. Blackout. And it's a documentary about these people who are addicted to like these immersive haunted houses and shit. And they, have you seen it, Zach?
Yeah.
You watched that documentary?
Yeah.
One of the girls in it that is like a regular person that goes to it is that girl.
No way.
Oh, really?
They don't mention she was from Intervention, but now she's like, she's not addicted to computer duster anymore. She does, but
replaced
she's,
the thing with a thing?
She replaced it with like getting like torture scared.
Not haunted houses. Yeah. This is like they come in your house.
Oh, that's right.
And they like electrocute the you. And shit like
Yeah. They like waterboard you.
They lock you in.
Like yeah.
Lock right. you in like those like wow. things, and you have to unchain. Yeah. 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 That's Jesus crazy.
So they Christ. Come into your own home. In this particular one, they come to you, and they'll grab you and take you out of your.
Do you think she gets off to that?
Well, you have to sign a waiver.
No,
so
for sure.
You have to sign, like, you know, like, have full, geez, you know.
I thought that McCamey Manor thing was, like, the pinnacle, but I think this is worse because it's like, you get, like, a window of, like, they come up behind you when you're going into your house. They could come. It's like, it's fucking wild.
Like that movie The Game or something where they fucking, you don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When they go, we're going to stop doing it for, I forget whatever reason, it was legal or something, but they were like, we're going to stop doing it. And the people, they're like, no, I don't, with these businessmen, they're like, no, it's like, the only way I can like feel something anymore is if you guys like.
Do you think they got off sexually to it?
Huh?
Or do you think they just liked?
I don't think it's
scared.
Like a sexual.
I bet there's something. There's something.
Yeah, no,
there's
the McCamey Manor guy definitely had a fetish for
it. Because
he did.
He asked for people to come in like the fucking.
I agree
onesies.
With that.
Yeah, he that guy was getting off on it, McCamey Manor, because also like all he wanted for to go through it.
Yeah, it was like a
bag of dog food.
What?
And he puts on like an immersive, like tens of thousands, if not more, dollar like experience. But it's crazy.
Dog food is expensive.
What's this called? Blackout?
The McCamey Manor thing. You can bring up McCamey Manor.
No,
it's very interesting.
I went
one time. I went to one of those haunted houses where they grab you and do shit to you, like in the free, you know, try to scare you kind of thing. Not as extreme as this. But someone grabbed me and threw me in a room, and I would say the head clearance of that room was about 6'3", and they split my head open. I started bleeding. They had to give me my money back. They broke character. They apologized. It was crazy.
Were you scared?
I was scared. I was also
going to get your money back.
You just lend the wrong way, you know?
I have a really embarrassing story from working at a haunted house.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I worked for a few years at Nightmare New York, and one year the theme was serial killers, and I played a guy named Joe Ball, who was a killer from Texas that would feed women alligators. And when you went in my room, so first of all, I was
typecasting.
Thank you.
Do they ever not make you that?
So I had a double room. So you would go into the first room, and it was John Wayne Gacy, and he would be sitting watching TV, and then a little twink in bloody underwear would pop out of a crawl space, pick one person from the group, and pull them into the crawl space. They would go into my room. And I would do a whole spiel where I had like an alligator that they had to feed, and it was like an animatronic thing. But the twink would lead them under the thing into my room. I would pick one person to feed the alligator, and then that person would come out and scare the person who got picked before would then scare their friends.
Okay.
But everybody fucked it up. Nobody got the timing right, and it sucked. So it started to be I would just make fun of people in a southern accent, and I would just yell at people. And I was trying to break the other actors every night because they could hear me through the house. And one night, it's a busy night we're going through, and four hot girls come into the room, and I think they're like Freddie, Jason, Michael Myers, and Chucky. And they have a theme going on, right? So I do my whole spiel, you feed the alligator, and then I open up the door, and there's a guy just standing there. He misses the cue, fucks it up, and he's in the Candyman outfit. I go, great, Candyman's fucking retarded. I pull him out, and it was a guy with Down syndrome.
Yeah, it was just a retarded guy. It wasn't Candyman.
Oh my God.
And I just went, all right, you guys have a good night.
There's that. I want to judge like everybody else here, Zach, but I've made the mistake for Candyman for a handicapped person also before.
Handyman?
Yeah.
There's a famous
story.
Well,
why do you have a hook hand if you're not Candyman?
Dee Snider said it on the show when he did it, but he was on a concert once and telling everyone to stand up, and one whole section was not standing up, and he was yelling at them, stand up, and he found that they were handicapped.
Sal has the same exact story from like one of the Joker shows.
It's fucking horrible.
It's like I'm in a goddamn wheelchair.
It's so fucking horrible.
Standing up.
All right, before we go any further, fans of the show over 21, I got something to tell you that you are going to love. That's HempireDirect.com.
Yes.
And here's why. They have Delta 8 flour. Do you know what that is, Hempire?
Mm-hmm.
You sound a little annoyed.
Yes, I am. It's what? My company. Of course I know what it is, jackass.
Well, if you're a fan of marijuana, Hempire...
Who's not, stupid?
No, I'm not a big fan, Hempire.
Hey.
Hempire can legally show
you. Sure, you hate weed, and you never cheat.
It's Delta 8... THC flower is available in 42 out of the 50 states.
Yes, all the same states where Ralph cannot legally have sex with children.
Are there 8 that I can?
Yes, and they're all on your passport, I saw.
They're all on your travel docket.
Empire Director's prize to keep you high. Just wait till you hear this promo code, GASFLOWER.
I get it, because you want to pop their little flowers.
For 50% off all their Delta 8 flour. That is GASFLOWER, 50% off at EmpireDirect.com. For all of their new Delta 8 flour, you can pick up an entire ounce of flour for just $75.
Now, Ralph, are they going to actually give you the ounce, or are they going to fuck you over the way you do in games on the SDR show?
They will not fuck you over. Shannon is not part of Empire
Direct. Oh, what a nice change for the Empire to not have to worry about getting fucked over in another fixed game.
Yeah, the code is GASFLOWER. You could try an eighth for just $15. Go to HempireDirect.com. High quality, lab-tested, verified, Delta 8 THC.
Yes.
Wow, the Empire's in a bad mood.
Let's get back to this fucking.
All right, so let's get into what is happening tonight. As if you're watching live, you may notice a giant, two wieners pointing at both Jay and I almost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the game, can I ask you a question?
Is it going to be mean? I feel like it's going to be mean the way you said it.
No.
Okay.
It's not mean.
All right. I already don't like it. But go ahead.
Should I not ask?
No.
It's a real question.
I feel like it's going to be a shitty question the way you
said
it.
Can I say already that I don't think you're wrong? You've done nothing wrong. I just don't personally understand it. I'm wrong, I'll say. But something, when I go today on the thing and it says like...
What thing are we talking about?
Social media, sorry. Okay. And it was like, you had a picture of Kong versus Godzilla. And you were like, just what I
what it was supposed to be.
Sure. Why? Why do you post that?
It's a trending topic right now. That's why.
I'm very lost.
So then what happens?
All right, so just so you know, today after watching Kong versus Godzilla, I really enjoyed it.
First of all, you watched Kong versus Godzilla during the day. That's insane.
It came out today. I wanted to see it.
Oldest man thing. You're supposed to go home tonight and watch it like I am.
Why? It's a fucking difference.
I'm going to go dark. Watch Cryptic Manor.
Who gives a shit?
Arkham Asylum.
Blackout.
Tell me later.
So, from the reason being that apparently, this is what I've been told by people that are better at social media than I, you pick hashtags that are trending and you join them by posting something.
You're playing like a game.
Yeah.
You're playing a game to get followers.
To get followers.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly that.
Okay.
Do I think it's going to change the world, my post? No.
No, I just don't know what
but I could also see by
you're looking for the benefit of followers.
Yeah, and I could also see by the insights that it was either seen a lot or shared a lot.
What's the insights?
There's a insights button on
does what?
That shows you how many people saw it. And if it people that weren't following you that saw it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I thought that was going to be a much worse question, by the way.
No, I don't fully.
I don't have the 100,000 followers that you do. Well, so
be funnier.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I don't post any goddamn thing.
Hashtag shortcut.
No, I'm joking.
And so that's
no, why. I genuinely have a question. So I'm like, I just never think to. By the way, my question of it is more like you broadcast a lot. Also, so
I only do SDR and Good Sugar. That's it. I don't do what you do. You're on the air far more than I am.
No, but you're doing multiple SDRs a week, no matter what. So I'm saying between that, you're broadcasting that. It's like I would just think to take that as topic. For broadcasting, I never think this.
I mean, really going off topic here, but the reason why I wouldn't bring it on tonight is because I know no one here saw it but me because I did watch it during the day. Does that make sense? I guarantee you, none of you saw it.
So you're admitting you're old.
Yeah, I'm 51. Who says that? I've never said I wasn't old.
I'm like your yeah made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, and what? All right. Anyway, well, is he taking notes? He's taking notes about how old I am.
I'm writing blacked out. And what was the name of the
blackout?
Other one?
Blackout.
No, the other
blackout. And then
something manner.
Manor, what was it?
No. McCamey Manor's not a documentary. Please, Shannon, bring up the McCamey Manor trailer on the thing. You'll see what they do.
How do I watch McCamey Manor?
By the way, you know what
it's
I do realize?
It's just videos on YouTube.
There is
of
a
the
documentary.
It's a manor.
About
it, oh, is there?
Oh.
Just type it in on YouTube.
The thing that I've learned the most, by the way, Jay, in the last couple of weeks is that you actually look at my social media.
I do. Yeah.
I'm surprised about that because I can't get you to respond to a goddamn text message, but you will look at my social media.
You know what? You should text me.
Squirt is going to have more mean behind it than normal. What are you guys squirting each other?
We're going to use our own dicks.
I'm going to town on this motherfucker.
So I found a promo from 2013.
There, here we go. That's like the person going through it.
And terrified.
The backdrop looked really ridiculously goofy. The people just scraping on the window behind them. I mean, none of this would ever scare me. It's so stupid.
No, it's not about scaring you. Yeah, no, it would.
No, they like waterboard you and put tarantulas on you.
That would be different.
They throw you in a freezer that you can't open.
Yeah, but none of this looks like that. Am I missing something? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, they're touching you, dude. Oh, that's alone. Weird. That alone.
That's weird.
They basically say that.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, Ralph. None of this would scare you.
Now it's gotten bad.
Laney's in there like, who books that?
Laney.
Girls, I got you booked for a squirt at McCamey Manor next weekend.
No, thank you.
Where is this, by the way, Jay?
San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Craziness.
Oh, they got a really good model
like
there.
That.
So they do, there's actual live creatures that they put on you as well?
Yeah, it's wildly upsetting.
Let's go, buddy. Yeah, and the guy, by the way, looks exactly. He looks
creep.
He looks like Noah Emmerich, the actor. Actually.
But what if you fight back? What if somebody freaks out?
Truman's best friend.
Okay, so like the one that I watched, there is
get close to the mic, please.
The one that I watched, there is the girl explained it as you know, meet me basically at this park bench, and it seemed normal. Her and her friend got in the car, and they signed the waiver, whatever. And basically, they had her, you know, they gave her, like, a tour of the place and said, basically, you know, she was, like, all into the horror shit, you know. She's like, yeah, like, okay. But then it turned into, like, her being locked in, like, a crate, like, all chained up, like, trying to get out. And he's like, no, it's just like.
That'll teach her.
The one thing I don't understand, did they actually put creatures on you?
I've seen one where they put a tarantula.
Is there a safe word you can use to make them stop?
I think there is, but then you're out.
Then you're out, yeah.
So if you quit 15 minutes into it,
you're out.
The whole
thing. And you lost your dog food money.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people fly out for it, I think.
Yeah, they do. Or like they take road trips.
Yeah, they want to like test themselves. But the blackout one is like, and then like the people who go through it, like not a support group, but they meet up. In like New York, in an apartment, it goes like, "When's the last time you went on your haunt or whatever the fuck they call it or whatever,
God.
Like, or your last blackout experience?" Like, they just gather around and talk about it. I was like, "I miss it." Do you know? It's like
Ian also goes to meetings for his blackout experience.
I'm not drinking tonight.
Yeah.
All right. So before we sidetrack on AJ shitting on my social media and then be sure.
I was curious about what.
I
never think to give my just like daily like look at this burger I'm about to fucking crush. Like I never think to put that out.
Yeah, but most people do.
Do you think a guy with a carpal tunnel hand brace is really going to be at the forefront
of social media?
But do you know how we got that? Crushing burgers.
So in front of me, we have this thing we saw on social media. Laney thankfully found it. I don't know how she found it because everywhere I went, I couldn't get it. Laney found it. We brought it here. It is filled with ejaculate from an elephant.
Just so you know, I've never done this without veins.
So what we're going to do is we are now two teams. Shannon, why don't you explain it? It makes it easier for me instead of me.
And then, Ralph, you relay it to me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Put it on in the room. Is it on in the room?
They've never done that once, and you've asked it four times. She doesn't respect you. She's angry that we started late. She's furious at me. Yeah.
Well, let's see. How can I make you hear it? Let me think about this.
She seems very zen right now.
Jay can't hear it. The speaker's not
Should
on the
Jay
room.
Jay, go in the.
You know what, Shannon? Don't worry about it. Just tell the rules. I'll read your list.
Okay, so you guys are split up into two teams.
You two queers grab that cock. Jerk it into.
We're in two teams.
Jizz,
just for the purpose of ease.
Spurts over your slutty
friend,
the team, Ralph.
These are the teams right now.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's Ralph and Zach. Versus Jay and Ian.
Yes.
With Natasha and Stella.
Ralph and Zach, yes.
Yes.
Rob and Zach,
so these
and
the ladies won't be playing, but they are part of your team, which will come about later.
Yeah. You know what? Fucking, I know more about it. Why don't you do this? Flip one of your ears out
so
he can hear.
Don't point. Oh.
Does that make sense? Yeah, there
we're
we go.
We're a team now.
Now you're a team. You can get close.
Okay, so first, each team will decide which one of you wants to go first. So those two players, I'm going to give you a trivia question. Whichever team gets the most, I'm going to give you three different questions. Whichever team gets the most right is going to get a 1 second head start. Once you guys start, once you guys start, you're both going to jerk off your side of the toy, and whoever does it the hardest, the fastest, is going to make it squirt in the other person's face.
Okay.
When that happens, you win 1 point, and the other team remains at zero. We're going to do that three times until one of the teams accumulates 3 points. And then the losing team is going to go with their teammate lady into the other room, and she will then squirt on your face.
Right, and then round two.
Can we make it more complicated?
It's not complicated.
It's like, it's just trivia questions. Whoever gets 3 points first. Fair enough.
Gets the 1 second head start.
Gets the 1 second head start. Yes. Fair enough. Right. Okay, but by the way, also, because of the headphone situation, I think that, I don't mean to be an asshole.
You're not.
But I think Stella, you guys should move headphones over one, because Jay needs to hear the questions more than Stella does right now.
You're absolutely right.
Just for this part right now.
Yeah,
and then we need to get a fucking splitter at some point for...
Yeah, it's just a professional studio.
Yeah, I don't know. We never really realized we needed a sixth headphone.
Yeah, and that's stupid.
It's disgusting.
Oh, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay, so you guys decide who of your team you wants to go first.
I think we should let the guests be the first round. That's the right way to do it, I feel, right?
Okay. I agree.
Okay, so first question is for Zach. So this is how do they identify straight, gay, bi, or pansexual? The first one, I may have to show you a picture to know who he is. Hold on 1 second.
Just some,
and we just yell out the answer?
No, no.
It's just one by one.
One by one. This is for Zach only, for Team Ralph and Zach.
Right. Okay. So do you know who Zachary Quinto is?
Yeah.
He plays Siler?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
He's Spock.
Is Spock.
Okay. What would you say? How does he identify?
Gay.
That is correct.
All right. I would have gotten that wrong.
I would have got that right.
Okay. Right.
He's on American Horror Story, the show where everyone is gay.
Yeah, they have to be.
Happy.
It's like a Broadway production.
All right, so now next go to Ian.
Okay, Ian. Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, straight.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Like God intended.
back to Zach. Kristen Stewart.
Bisexual.
That's correct.
Whoa, ooh, God damn it.
Wow.
You bi guys know your shit.
Fuck.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ian, Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne.
Oh, my God.
No, you can't. Do not help.
Fuck my life, because I...
Do not help.
I'm itching.
Don't say words.
No words out of your mouth, or they immediately lose the point.
Okay. Bella Thorne, bisexual.
Yes.
God damn it.
I'm going to run out. For this money.
And by the way, if it's 3 points each and they tie, then they just start at the same time.
Okay, yes. Okay, so last one for Zach, Miley Cyrus.
Well, that's a good one.
Who was it?
Miley Cyrus.
Bisexual.
That is incorrect.
Oh, fuck you,
she
Zach.
She identifies as pansexual.
Oh, I thought we... Oh, you don't get it. Oh,
which actually means
so now
she's gay.
He goes...
What was the correct?
Pansexual. I don't even know what that means.
Pansexual
means you're a fucking loser.
You're attracted to anyone.
It means
same thing as bisexual.
Also.
It's a form of biracial.
It really
anyway.
Is.
How is that? Color me stupid. I thought I meant she fucked pans.
I'm
it means trans, she's saying?
And
it means,
Jay, stop Asian hate.
Hold on. Wait. What does it mean, Shannon?
It means
literally means you're just attracted to people.
Okay, well, we'll move on.
Not sex.
It's fucking stupid.
Okay, you go. Okay.
I'm
going to
show me fuck Peter Pan.
Ian, if he gets this right, you
like,
guys
I thought I was pansexual for a while, but then I'm like, you know, like, really, it's just...
And you, then you were sucking a dick and squeezing titties on the same person?
Exactly. I'm just like, I'm just bi.
Hell yeah.
All right, Ian,
good. Let's hear it.
Okay, Ian, John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi, straight.
That's correct.
I would think that's a god. That was a real given.
That was almost such a...
It was such an obvious,
as an like such an obvious
shot,
straight
an arrow shot
like,
through the heart.
Gay, right? Yeah.
So now, if I'm right,
Ian gets a second
head start. So you guys, you need to grip this. Get, I guess you have to get close. You should switch.
Me and Zach.
Yeah, you and Zach.
And so it squirts on our faces.
Yeah, this is the squirt on your faces.
Oh my god!
So switch seats.
That's interesting.
I love it. All right,
over the top. Is there Zach? Do you have any specific plan of attack on this?
Now wait, I get a head start.
You get a 1 second head start. So
literally,
we
gotta
put it at our faces.
Yeah, you gotta point, get it right at your faces.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This is the best
literally
life.
Like it's go, then go. You got it, Zach?
It reminds me of like
keep going.
You just keep going hard and fast.
Like you're trying to prove something to an uncle.
If, all right.
As soon as he goes, he gets a second and then go.
Yeah. Somebody say one Mississippi when he starts.
Ready? Okay. Go. One Mississippi. Oh my God.
Wow. This
They're both doing
crazy.
It pretty well. Yeah. Zach got definitely Zach got it first.
Beat me.
No, yeah, Zach.
Zach got it. Zach, oh, Zach got it first. God. Zach got it first.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
You are wow. so. No, you leave it still hanging.
Oh, yeah.
Put those fucking glasses on.
Do not leave me hanging.
I see the squirt.
He didn't want to get splurged on, splooged on his glasses.
All right, so,
yes. And now, jealous ladies?
I'm surprised, I'm really, surprised how you work that
oh,
day.
Yeah, look at that.
It's really over.
Yeah, it is. I think I went on him more.
That was pretty fascinating.
Zach, there's some more by.
There's some jizz on the table.
More by.
Honey, can I also get the Red Bull?
So now, am I right, Shannon, that me and Natasha are going outside? Or is it?
Ooh. Oh, yes.
No, not yet.
No, so how I plan wow. it, you can change it if you want, is we do three rounds. Or,
I love this game, let me just say.
The first person to get to three, the first team that gets to 3 points goes
Ralph,
out there.
What is with the face?
That's on your, Jay, I'll let you make the executive decision. We do another round of this to 3 points?
Uh-huh.
Or are we just doing it right now?
Well, no, we're going to 3 points, I thought. The fuck?
Stella's in it to win it.
Another round.
Stella's always in it to win it. You guys should
know that. So either I'm going out with her right now, and that's the end of round one.
Yeah, for your first
right, or
your first dose.
Okay, or the other way. The way that she had mapped it out was the first to 3 points overall. You just got just one. So why don't you just go out now?
I have to take a dose.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. That's what we'll do, Shannon. I'm going out now.
Dude.
Go out now.
Yeah, you guys are going out now?
Yeah, I got to get the camera going here. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Are you ready, Natasha?
I think so.
Natasha.
No, wait. Can you just make yourself squirt like that?
Natasha was born ready.
Is this working?
Wait. I just met her today.
Right, can you make yourself squirt like that? No, or do you need help from a guy with glasses?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm following you. Everything comes up.
What do I'm doing now?
If Natasha knows anything, it's squirting and capturing moose and squirrel.
Let's go, Natasha. And by the way, the rules are there's no facial wiping for you or I going forward.
Correct, but you need to be hosed.
Well, I mean, I don't control that.
Yes,
Natasha.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Yes, and you're so hot.
You guys keep the show going.
Yes.
Oh my God! Wait, how do we look at this?
I need you to hold the camera. I think it's going to be on.
We can't see Ralph's camera.
Yes, you will be.
Yeah, Shannon's going to see this in.
Look at Mama Lee.
Shannon, would you mind patching us through, please? Wow. Shannon, if you wouldn't mind, patch us through.
Oh my God! Look at this. I mean, this looks like Blair Witch footage.
Technology,
oh my
huh?
God.
It's about to look like The Thing.
I'm so ready for this.
Oh my God.
Yes, baby. Take those stockings.
You know, the landlord gets mad at us for smoking pot.
It's true.
A little squirt never.
Never had
nobody.
A problem with squirting,
Wait,
though.
Now, is she going to sit on Ralph's face?
She's going
to just like spray it.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you?
I know what the fuck she's about to do. Hey, and I respect it.
Do you guys want their audio or no?
I respect it. I love
this. Yeah.
Look how happy he is. Okay.
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, the Star Girls have that bush.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it looks like Ralph's going to get his hair washed at a salon.
Yeah. Ralph, your face, goddammit.
Someone pass me the vodka, please.
Ralph, this is getting more intimate than I thought.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do a little... Okay.
Wait.
When you're done...
Hang on.
Wait, hold up.
Okay, she got to just, you know, maneuver it in there for a second.
Okay.
It's about to come out. It's easy for her.
I think Ralph's seen his arms folded. Like, he's like, I guess I'm just here.
Like, shut up. Like, you love this shit, Ralph.
It's like he's going to go down a slide.
He's so content.
Ralph looks like he's about to be baptized.
It looks like he's having a massage.
Don't open your eyes, Ralph.
Like you're
We're gonna cut live to the room right now. Squeeze, 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 squeeze.
Soak his shit.
Mid face.
No.
That doesn't count.
No, I bet her pussy sounds like Donald Duck.
No. She's gonna get it out. She's gonna get it out.
Oh, my ass.
Oh, did drip.
Ralph, you lucky man.
Come on, this baby. Wasn't what I pictured.
No, she's going to get it. She's going to get it.
This part of your career? Us neither.
No, Ralph, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count, Ralph.
No, Ralph, you got to wait a minute.
Stella, get out there, Stella.
What?
Stella, you got to get out there.
Ralph,
no, I'm not getting out there. That's not my team.
Ralph,
those are traitors.
In fact, I even agree that our person should have given Ralph the punishment.
Those are traitors.
Yeah. Can you do better than that, Stella?
It went in my eye.
Yeah.
It went in your eye?
What went in your eye? Water?
Ralph.
She stopped. What should I do?
Ralph, you got to go back out there and be somebody.
Let Stella take a whirl because you should be soaked right now.
Yeah. I think that you think that the urine is squirting and it's not.
Can we fill Natasha up with some water?
I don't want to have this argument right now.
Huh? Can we turn the couch upside down and put a soda bottle in her and make a science fair tornado?
It looked like a cartoon drinking out of a canteen in the desert. Just nothing was coming out.
No. Look, it takes a second. I don't control it. Like, you know.
Do I control it? I feel it on my face.
You put her a little bit on the spot
Ralph,
there.
Let me smell your head.
Did. You actually did.
Yeah.
No. Did he make that comfortable?
Thank you, Natasha.
I smelled his head. It worked.
No, it was good. Like, the position was good.
The position was fine.
Yeah,
Ian, come over here.
He's got, smell his head.
I sat on my cheeks more than.
Get over there, bye guy.
Smell his head.
It's in my eye. Yeah, smell my head.
Oh, smell my eye. Smell my eye.
Smell my eye.
It took.
Like it's gonna smell like anything.
Ian, you're not even on my team.
Water,
if by the pussy was not enough, smell my eye.
Wait, let me compare. Let me smell from the source.
All right, from the tap.
Yeah. Can I drink from the tap?
So I can tell you that I feel it on me, but it wasn't as it wasn't a cascade effect that you would you wanted.
Sure.
But we still got more than one round to go.
Exactly.
Right. One more
round
to go.
We
have one more round to go. Well, then a tiebreaker.
I mean, I like how you call this that you lost, but really.
You won.
You won.
You lose and you win.
You're winning, yes.
All right, so now, Shannon, we are going to start again.
He's
by the way, before we go any further, a round of applause for Natasha.
Yeah, thank you, Natasha. Amazing.
My talent.
Yes.
A tried and true professional.
And now it should be Jay versus I.
Yes.
Next time, can
Natasha,
I go in the room?
We
I
had
wanna,
our talk.
I want it to be an immersive experience.
You can go be. Yeah, you can.
Let me just say I admire Natasha.
Thank you.
I feel it in my eyeball.
Yeah, I think you have pink
what
eye.
What do you think you need to do?
No, I
can't wait for you to
I'm
wake
not
up
allowed
with the
to wipe my face. I
had
an itch. I'm not allowed to wipe my face.
I hope you wake up covered in green shit tomorrow, like Stephen King in Creepshow.
I was saying if you were covered in fluid, it's not
looks
like your face,
like,
but
she,
right, eye
no,
stings.
She looks like her pussy is very much clean, so I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah, you can have a napkin.
All right, there we go. I'm good. All right.
If I were you, Ralph, I would have been acting like a hamster in a cage.
Well, I didn't want to be disrespectful. I actually did. I didn't want to be disrespectful. I felt it'd be weird to be
you
like.
You looked how
You lay there like a
monster.
I didn't want to do anything to make her uncomfortable.
You looked like a vampire in a coffin.
Is it
I think we're beyond that.
She put her asshole.
I know.
She put her asshole on your forehead.
Grab onto her. Make her feel welcome, Ralph.
I felt that would have been inappropriate. That's me.
Oh, stop it.
I apologize.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying you should have touched her or anything. Like, I'm saying your position was like it was very like you were like,
yeah.
You acted like your mom took away your Nintendo.
I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
You did make her feel uncomfortable, and she fucking squirt froze.
I know.
Let's move on, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we know what not to do. Thank
yes,
you. Ralph.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So these first question, since Jay's team won, we'll start with Jay. The first person is Willow Smith. How does she identify?
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
It's Will Smith.
I know how she identifies. Obnoxious.
Pansexual.
That's incorrect. She is bisexual.
Yeah. Oh,
damn.
I knew that weird family was going to be one of those things. I got one wrong.
Okay, Ralph. Betty White.
Betty White? I'm going to guess straight.
That's correct.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. What do you think?
Well, I thought, here we go again. Here we go again.
You
Ralph's
got fucking Bon Jovi. Shut your mouth. I didn't get shit.
Well, your team got Bon Jovi.
Ralph's
no,
getting
but
questions
me and you,
from
you
celebrities
got
from his generation.
Shannon's pissed I got got here late.
I went to high school with Shannon.
I'm pissed she got here late. She's tanking me.
I really hope so. The next one will be someone. Joey.
Why don't you throw me B. Arthur?
He'll ask me. He'll
say, B. Arthur?
Say, Ralph, your brother. How did your brother identify?
Ronald Reagan.
Embarrassed.
Is everybody okay with me, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, so now
no, that's gross.
Yeah, that's off limits to us. We run a respectable operation here.
You know, just
next one, Shannon.
Okay. Okay, Jay. Go. Jason Mraz.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right, straight?
Mraz.
No.
Gay.
Ooh. He's bisexual.
Oh, I hope mine is super easy.
It's fucking.
Jason Mraz.
So right now it's 1-0. By the way, correct?
Yes. Okay. Jason Mraz is not easy.
Okay, Ralph. Billy Joe Armstrong.
Please.
I know this.
I'm going to guess bisexual.
That is correct.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
That was a guess.
Billy Joe?
arms.
Congrats.
Bisexual.
Jay's always going to think that they're fixed, Shannon.
And well, that's two.
I got two.
Do you want to end it there or do you want one more?
No, one more. We got to do three, not three. It's the first of three.
Ralph's really rubbing it in like squirting an eye.
Anybody else you want to ask Ralph? General Patton.
I hate everyone.
Okay. Okay. Sean Connery.
Dead?
What?
Isn't he dead or is he
alive? Yours, right?
No, it's yours.
It's
yours.
Great.
That's correct. That?
Okay. Of course, it's correct.
Of course.
I didn't
He's
pick
fucking
these.
James Bond. I'll be good goddamn so if there's a gay James Bond.
Wait, who are we talking about?
No, Sean Connery.
Ask Ralph now.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Captain
Jean-Luc Picard.
James Earl Jones.
Next one. Is this for Ralph?
This for me.
Timothy Chalamet.
I'm not even sure who that is.
Call Me by Your Name?
Hold on.
I never saw that.
He hosted SNL a few weeks ago.
He's so hot.
Can I see his picture?
Yeah, one sec.
He's so hot.
You can see pictures?
Yeah. Well, they said that before they were going to bring up a picture.
She's going to do it.
Have you guys heard that Lil Nas X song? Call Me.
Oh, my God.
I'm such a young dude. Oh, yeah.
I can't stop listening.
That's what he's saying. That's...
You know, he's young.
He's like 12 years old.
I know. He's a child, Ralph.
Fuck.
So choose your words wisely.
Timothy
Chalamet.
Timothy, whatever his name
is. I'm going to guess.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
That one. I'm going to guess pansexual.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Incorrect.
What was it?
He's straight.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Nope.
Wow.
I think it was a good guess. Jay.
Go on.
No matter who you say, Jay's going to say it's fixed, unless it's a fucking...
Totally.
I'm trying to find a good
one. Let me ask you a question. Do you legitimately believe...
Ralph, Rosie O'Donnell.
That Shannon and I planned this ahead of time?
Yeah.
No, Ralph's just getting the easy peasies.
I just got it wrong.
I think you resent me because I
because
show
you
up
shit
here,
on my social media.
I show your social media, and I'm not.
And
able
I told
to be here
Shannon,
all the time.
Well, if fair. Jay shits on my social media, make sure
she's tanking me.
Okay, all right. So it's more that Shannon you have a beef with.
Yeah,
like,
your teammate. The and your teammate threw a half a teaspoon of fucking water on your face. Ooh, I'm angry at you, Ralph.
I really hate you, Jay.
Why do I know I'm going to get fucking deduced?
Okay, ready?
Got fucked in the ass.
Oh, Sully DuVall.
Jay's turn. It's, it's 2-1, right?
Yeah.
I have two now.
No, I have two. You have one.
No, we have two.
No,
two to one.
Okay, 2-1. Then Shannon, you're right. It's 2-1.
Okay. For Jay, Lizzo.
Oh, that's
you
a good one.
You know me. I'm just a sore loser, Ralph.
That's a good one.
Lizzo, wow.
Oh,
if she opens,
straight.
She identifies as brave.
He said
straight.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
She is. She identifies as pansexual.
Oh, that's a good one. Pan is a hard one. All right, my turn. Are we running out of people? I think that's why you lose.
Yeah. 2-2.
No,
Ralph is
because he got it wrong.
So many people.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's people I could get.
Let's see. They're debating a name.
Ready?
Yes.
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner. Oh, that okay. I'm going to say straight.
Easy. Yeah.
That's correct.
All right, good. I win.
Wow. All right,
so
thank God we did all that.
Shannon, why would you give me the easiest one?
It's a game of skill, Jay.
Shannon.
Hold on. Let me get in there. Hold on.
I thought you were my friend.
So who's jerking that toy? No.
FD Zach?
You too.
Are you going to sit there?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to be in between?
Yeah.
The right, action?
Keep it clean.
This is like over the top.
So
yeah.
Let's make sure it's in front of us. So I go and he gets someone say one Mississippi after I start.
All right,
so
I'll say one Mississippi.
On
ready, set, go. One Mississippi.
It hit me. It hit you?
Okay. Well, what happens?
You go out.
That was fast.
And now I get a gigantic cascade of water on my face.
I don't know.
For that driblet you fucking ran down your cheek. I fucking, these games, Ralph, I'm going to stop showing up for them. I'm going to stop showing up for
Ralph,
the games.
Yeah, Ralph, fuck you, because you're such...
Ralph,
you tank me.
Ralph,
you tank it.
Ralph did quit early with the squirt.
I really think that, no, she, let's give it, Ani, can you come in here and take this? Look at Jay's feeling of disgust right there.
I think these are
because
shams.
Unbelievable.
I would also like to point out that I had nothing to do with planning this game. Mm-hmm. That's why I told you today.
I don't think many people did.
Wow. It all makes sense to you, Ralph.
Get out there.
It seems to have made a lot of sense the way it worked out to you, does it?
All right, get out there, you crazy kids.
Didn't you want to join them?
Yeah.
I'll watch. Sure.
Meanwhile, if Jay's right, I'm never going to hear the end of this, by the way. This will be his last SDR.
No, I know I'm right.
Did it? I didn't even see it squirt. It squirted?
Yeah,
I
got him.
I didn't see it.
No, no, I got him.
Right. So if you jerk it first, he's getting the
yeah. So whoever does it faster,
and then we do one more after this, right?
If it ends, right now that'll be a we're tie. Running.
But yeah. Then both of them scored the same time, I guess, right?
Well,
the first.
The
ones.
First time, no, Zach got hit first.
Oh yeah. My god!
If she cascades into Jay's face, I feel like he's gonna quit on me. Shannon, how do we prove to Jay
that it's not sweat?
That that none of this
is not vodka
is pre-planned.
He's never going to believe us.
He has lost almost every game on the show, always thinks it's fake.
It does feel that it's at a tipping
point. But literally every single game he's lost.
Yes.
And I don't know how to...
And he always yells at me. Even games that were like electronic games, like Family Feud.
Yeah, Family Feud was fixed. The one at the...
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune was fixed. And I so go out of my way. He's leaving the show.
No, he's not.
I can't hear him, but he's leaving the show.
Don't worry about it.
So he has to lay down somewhere.
What?
What happened?
He's going to go for a field goal?
He's moving the carpet.
No, he's laying down on the floor.
He wants it to hit the carpet. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, same move I did, arms crossed, but you guys aren't shitting on him. His arms are crossed
Speaking
also.
Of getting shit on. Is there a chance of that happening?
I think there is. How come when I cross my arms?
You having sex, you know? Does anything
think,
happen?
I think it happened.
Is she trying to make herself squirt by will?
I think they made this illegal in Abu Ghraib.
What do you mean?
What is she doing? Is she just going to pee on him? Is she trying? I don't know what's happening.
I love how you guys have eyes open approach. That's very ballsy.
But he has open eyes.
I don't know what's happening.
Open?
Is she going to pee on him?
My leg is so hot.
I don't know.
It's definitely... She's definitely going to pee.
She's going to pee.
There's no sort of...
Oh, no.
That'll make Jay walk...
There's nothing under him.
He did that on purpose to piss us off.
Oh, Eric has to
there's
clean the
no car. There's no stimulation
she's
going
it,
on.
Yeah, this, she's not stimulating.
Oh, there
she
is.
Now she's
all right.
Now
all
she's
right.
Playing with herself. Okay, now she's playing with
all right.
Herself.
Does she need me to take my shirt off without help her climax?
Is that a bite mark on her right thigh?
I think you're
it
right.
It's a lot going
on.
It's
a lot going on. At least it's not. I thought at one point she was going to flat out pee on him, but it doesn't.
I still think there's going to be pushing.
I still think there's going to be a lot of peeing. If she shits on him, by the
that's
way.
That's the best. Like, if you have to be fucked like 3 days straight up, so you squirt the best.
Well,
you
question
have to
is,
be fucked.
How are you guys not using like a toy?
I mean,
or
you could probably
fast.
Use. I use my fingers.
Yeah, you're
because that's what not. You can use anything, basically.
Well, something's happening.
Yeah.
Jay,
when I first time did it, like, I did it for like God knows how many hours
also,
because I didn't want to give up on it. So I was like, I want to do it. And I finally did it. But it's hard.
I don't know if she... What
do you think next time you'll be able to squirt more?
Yeah.
Is the tank empty?
Her pussy looks like it has iPhone earbuds.
I mean, I've been fucking... I was fucking on Saturday, so maybe that's not enough. I don't know.
If it doesn't happen...
Business
I was
pleasure.
Fucking my son... No, both. No.
By the way, if you
that's
can't make it happen,
somebody tell Jay he just doesn't do it for her. Jay, you're just not hot enough.
Jay, suck it in a little bit. Turn her on.
Oh, you're doing great.
Yeah, Jay, give her some positive reinforcement.
It's not going to happen. It looks like it's not happening.
I love how Lainey has her back turned. Like, this is too much.
Lainey, you try.
I thought I heard some droplets.
No.
Nope. Oh, well, she's wet.
I'm not turning her on at all.
No,
heard
by the way, am I wrong in that Jay and I were in the exact same position?
Water for 40.
Arms crossed, eyes in the back, like same exact position.
Yeah, like you're in a coffin.
Yeah, but why are you shitting on me and not on him?
I'm not shitting on you. You're my friend. They were the ones going after you, you big jerk.
Right, not
Maybe
you.
She has a toy. That's what she's.
Oh, is that what it is? She has a toy?
Maybe.
I know. They came for the bag. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Looks like a head hair.
It's a toy.
In a way, if it doesn't happen, it's better for me because then it makes me look like I wasn't fixed.
Where? Christine,
what's happening?
Ball of long hair she's got on pussies.
Some sort of mystery thing.
She grabbed something.
Now, let me ask you this.
Can I get a cigarette now?
Here's a silly question. Natasha, if she can't do it, do you think you could do a round two or no way?
I mean, I can try.
If she can't do it, Natasha would go out and try round two.
Yeah.
That's fair,
Right? Natasha, can you go out there and just...
Well, let's see first. Yeah, okay. What she's doing.
Oh, now, wait. What is she doing? What is that mystery thing?
It's off camera. I can't see. Whatever she's doing,
I don't know, because we can't
ask
see it.
Ask Ani to raise the camera a half inch.
Raise the camera. What is happening?
Oh. What was that? I saw something.
I don't think we can do, like...
What was that? I don't know what's happening. It's very weird.
It's penetration, so you can't show it.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that what's happening?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe.
I saw a little bit come out.
We can see it now.
No, I think it was lube or something.
Oh, maybe it was lube. Oh!
No, okay.
That's pissed.
She's pouring a bottle of water over her pussy.
That's definitely
pissed. She's pouring a bottle of water over her pussy.
That was definitely pee.
No, she poured a bottle of water.
It was coming out of her like
Yeah.
He did like the ice luge shot.
Yeah.
What actually? I didn't see anything.
It was ammonia and vinegar.
Ammonia and vinegar. I think he got it more.
I think it was water.
Okay. It was just water.
Did she pour summer's
Eve
on
him? I think she did pour water.
Yeah, no, I think that's why it was out of the shot, because she poured water over her pussy.
Anticlimactic.
What are you going to do? It's hard to come on camera, from what I understand.
Yeah. Because it just happens when you have sex, and you just, you know.
Thank you, doctor.
It's basically squirting a dick. It's just more fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Do you need a layup?
Was that water? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Wait, thank God.
That was a bottle of water?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it didn't happen.
What was the summer's eve I handed her? What was that?
A bottle of water.
All right, what are you going to do? We tried.
Yeah. We did great. This game is going to get fucked in the ass again.
Well, then technically I got more of it than you did.
Yeah, sure.
So weird.
Well, why don't we do this?
It's been fun to be on the last episode of SDR Show.
A tiebreaker?
A tiebreaker?
I mean, I think at this point we just call it a draw.
Hey, Ralph, what time should I be here next week to sit in for Jay?
Do you want to just see if Natasha can do squirt. It so that Jay gets his proper punishment?
If Jay's down for that, Natasha says she can.
Do you want to try, Jay?
You want to try with Natasha?
Just got water poured on my face.
Yeah,
just water.
Right.
Or just water.
So get he squirt. You're ready to squirt now?
I mean, I can try.
That's up to you.
It's up to you.
Then we can just call it a draw.
Yeah.
Call it a draw. No.
Let's call it a draw. I mean, look, we're 50 something minutes in. Why don't we just go around the room and do plugs and call it a night?
Sure.
That makes sense.
Can't
makes
come sense in seven seconds. Seven minutes.
Can I wipe my eye now? Thankfully.
You still got it.
Yeah,
right, smell my eye.
I mean, I think Ralph needs a water in his face more than Jay.
Now he does.
Let's do this. We'll go around the room and do plugs, and we'll wrap the show. Jay, you first, please.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. A lot of shows coming up. Kansas City coming soon. Providence, Rhode Island, sold out Friday, Saturday. We're adding two shows Thursday. So
that's great.
Come check those out. I have a bunch of things coming up, I think. Chicago, Edmonton, Canada. So I'll be all floating all over. And then, of course, Bonfire is back on Sirius XM, Faction Talk 103, and Hustle. I was watching Showtime the other day. Hustlers are still running.
Really? Maybe I'll put a little tag about that up, and you can shit on me for that also.
A little tag about what?
About that movie. I'll put a little screenshot.
Yeah, maybe some of your thoughts. Well, I mean, it's not trending, so you probably wouldn't
talk about it.
Probably
wouldn't do it right now. Yeah, maybe I should have done that a few months ago.
But I bet you got some views on Lil Nas X's new Satan shoes.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Okay, so let's go now. Zachy?
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. I got four shows here on the network. Real Ass Podcast, Bye Guys, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. And Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut at BJ Ryan's on April the 16th. Headlining two shows. Come on out.
I like that.
Also, Zach, I think hopefully they asked you to come up when we'd be one of the co-hosts of Skanks next week.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that.
Well, who's Monday? Away?
Lewis.
Oh, Lewis is away next week. That's right. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
By the way, next week, Shannon's away, I'm away, and Lewis is away. It's going to be scary.
Oh, looks like nobody can sandbag me in what's supposed to be a fair game anymore.
Shannon, let me ask you this, Jay. Here's a question.
Trip.
Here's a real question. Before we go to Ian's plugs and the ladies' plugs as well, how do we construct games where, A, you almost never reply, so that you can feel confident that there's no malarkey going on?
Well, I could show that you and Shannon aren't in cahoots the way I know you are.
All right, Ian. Please, your plugs.
What if all games are planned in a mutual group chat?
How about this? How about you plan the games, and I have nothing to do with it?
Okay. watch how much harder it's going to be for you now.
Right. So you can bring, you have to plan the whole game and just hand the script of whatever it is to Shannon.
I don't.
Today's
Shannon can still plan the whole game like we did before, and then I'll just come in. And I'll find out the answers and all this stuff.
You think I found out the answers?
I think she's looking right at you over my back. That's right.
Shannon, how do I
She was putting up a sign.
She did have the big sign.
So next game, Jay can sit in your spot, and you sit in Jay's spot.
That's fine, too. I don't care also. Ian, you're plugged.
Shannon,
next week's game is conversations you can have with women over 32.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. I'm out.
Ian? iAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch, twitch.tv/iAnimal69, IanFinance.com. I have some dates coming up. I'm going to be in Chicago Zanies, Wilmington, Delaware, Funny Stop in Ohio. Check that out. Bye, guys. Every Thursday, 11 a.m. on Gas Digital Network and Ian's Infinite Playlist, Sirius XM Channel 99, every Friday at 1.
All right, by the way, before we go to the ladies, I love your show that it's on the network, and I'm one of the newer shows on the network, and love that you guys are on. And thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks, man.
Sorry, Jay is such a Mr. Complainy Pants. We'll go to Natasha, please.
Well, do this shit right.
Definitely, you can check out my OnlyFans. It's NatashaStar69 with two R's. And you can also follow me on Instagram, which is the same, NatashaStar69.
Which, by the way, she doesn't allow you to tag her in posts. I found that out the hard way today.
No.
Yeah. So I tagged her in a post. It's totally fine.
No, you are blocked. I'm blocked, I guess. Maybe
no,
I'm blocked.
You're not.
I'm telling you, I tried to tag you. I couldn't
you're
do
so
it.
Old, you couldn't make her,
options.
You're so old, you couldn't make her come on your face, dude. You're so gross and old.
I think
she
we should stick you guys
you.
Come on our faces, right?
Stella, your plugs, please.
My plugs. OnlyFans, Stella Carter, XXX. Sorry, just a good shot. Twitter, it's Stella Carter, XXX as well. Instagram, they keep kicking me off, so Real Stella Carter on Instagram.
Okay, there we go. And Shannon?
You can listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Zach beat you to it.
Zach's very good with it.
You can also find Shannon in Ralph's back pocket.
By the way, Shannon, thank you. No, he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
And thank you, Shannon, for when we...
You're welcome, everybody. And follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982.
And then finally, Ani Moosh.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ani_Moosh.
Ani, by the way, thank you also for working with Shannon behind the scenes to make sure that I won.
She wouldn't. She's in the dark, too. You've buried her. She wouldn't turn on Christine like that.
Lainey, thank you so much for making this happen tonight, last minute. And by the way, everyone. Oh, Shannon. Shit. We were supposed to pick a winner.
No, Shannon, shit right now.
Shannon, shit on command, go.
Can somebody do one thing on command tonight?
I have it.
You have the winner for the t-shirt.
Yes. Okay, so the person is Lillian Nunnally 88. The title is Thanks for Listening, 5 stars. And it says, not sure I had anything to do with it, but emailed you guys a year ago about doing more than one show a week and just realized I was listening and didn't give a review. Shame on me.
All right, cool. Thank you. You get a free t-shirt. Email the boys at thestrshow.com.
With proof that that was
you. With proof that was you, and we'll send you a t-shirt. And Jay, thank you for allowing me to pull the wool over your eyes for 5 years in a row.
You haven't pulled the wool over my eyes, Ralph. I'm on you, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other show, The Health and Wellness Show, called Good Sugar Podcast, in the top 100 of health and wellness. And we'll see you next week on the SDR show. We need a song of the week. Jay, you have a song you want to hear? Is it called Pull the Wool Over Your Eyes? Or
No.
You Fucked Me, Ralph? Is that a song? I don't know if it is.
No.
Squirt Gets in Your Eyes?
No.
Pour Some Squirt on Me?
Pour Some Squirty on Me?
No.
Pour Some Squirty on Me.
None of those.
You got anything?
No.
Nothing?
No. Come on. Don't be like that.
Orange Juice Jones, Walking in the Rain. You and Shannon plotting.
There we go. That's a great song, by the way.
It's a great song.
I love the ending. At one point, they reissued it with answers.
With the cornflake, without the milk.
No, they had one where the girl gave responses to every single sentence.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. I bet you I find it and send it to you and you feel stupid.
I won't respond.
All right, see you next week on the SDR show.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for having me.
listening to the SDR Show.